Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. I'll tell you this, the military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It is 7:30 a.m., May 3rd, 2025. I'm here. I'm doing a solo episode today. In case you haven't noticed, Julio hasn't been around. I think the feds thought that his MK Ultra was wearing off and they rounded him up. He's supposed to be coming back in about 90 days. He left a voicemail. I'll probably play that a little bit later. And then if you listened last week, I had Brian on again from Grunt Style. We were talking about this dude, Steve, that he's not allowed on the VA premises. They had him escorted out because he was exposing so much of their bullshit. And he wrote a paper. I will talk about it when he comes on, but he's kind of hard to get a hold of. He was supposed to come on this weekend. And now he's saying maybe Monday or Tuesday he's driving back up from Florida. He's probably down there like, I think he's supposed to be going to court or something. And they're trying to put a gag order on him. So we're trying to get that done before that happens. And then, next weekend, I'm having this dude on. He's an author. Mika Dank. He's saying the Bible, the Quran, Book of Mormon are all like encoded astrology books. Which might be true. You know, I'm a Christian and everything. But there are codes and stuff that we don't understand, so I'm interested to talk to him about that. He says he was a 32nd degree Mason. He did some lectures about it in New York City, and they took him down. We'll talk about that next weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see. Like I said, this guy Steve might be. We might do like a emergency episode Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, so we got a lot of cool stuff coming up, and then Julio will be back sooner or later after they're done with him, if the feds are done with him. Probably be. He'll be back to his normal form. I guess he was getting a little out of control for the feds, but Yeah, so the other podcast, Angels and Demons. Wait a minute. Yeah, I seen a bunch of you guys went over there and checked it out. But that was before Julio left. And I don't know, we started getting more into Christianity and stuff. And I kind of felt guilty because we're always over here cussing and stuff. But I think we'll probably just cut back on that on this show. But we'll see. Like right now I'm doing it by myself. I just ain't got time. Apologize about that. I seen a bunch of you guys went and checked out the first episode. But right now I'm just going to stick with this. I'm putting that on the back burner. But it's for now it's gone but not forgotten. So see what happens with that. And so every once in a while, I will check like the numbers. That's what I was. That has to do with that Angels and Demons podcast. So I was looking. I'm like, damn, there was people going over there and checking it out. And then while I was on there, I was looking at the Conspiracy Soldiers numbers. And there is a shitload in Chicago. And I can zoom in and see exactly where it's at. It's like Exelon Plaza, Chase Tower. There's like 20,000 people that work there. I don't know exactly how the setup is. But I mean, Chase Tower, I believe, is like bankers and shit. I know bankers aren't listening to this. It's probably the people that work for the bankers, like, you know, running folders and, well, it's all computer work now, probably, but, you know, sending emails, probably sitting in a cubicle. You guys probably hate the bankers as much as I do. Your bosses. Probably sitting in a cubicle. That's what I do. I mean, I love my job. I mean, I build cars, all right? But, I mean, I'm still, like, listening to podcasts and shit when I can. And, you know, I'm basically working on my podcast. I'm learning shit, listening to shit that I want to, that I like hearing about. Makes the day go by faster. You know what I mean? But, shout out to Chicago. And, Seattle, they got a lot of numbers too, so thanks for telling your friends, and keep passing the word around. But I mean, there's people all over the world. It's crazy, you know. But all right, so I had like certain things set aside for the other podcast, and I was trying to keep them separate, and I'm like, for now, I'm just going to do it all in the same show. I mean, I'm just going to. So this was the curse of Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. The curse of Nebuchadnezzar is a significant event described in the book of Daniel, where the king is punished for his arrogance and pride. According to the biblical account, God caused Nebuchadnezzar to lose his sanity and live like an animal for 7 years, eating grass like an ox and having his body wet with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like an eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Basically, it just sounds like a homeless person if they were like out in the wilderness instead of the city, right? It's kind of funny because they got a picture of him here and he's naked and he's got like his hair is super long. He's got a long beard and he's like, I don't know. It looks like he's chewing on a stick or something. That's funny. It is. Anytime you see it, I mean, they're not showing his dick or anything, but he's like, he's on all fours, like, chewing on some shit, growing out of the ground. Okay, so it says, some scholars interpret this as a form of lycanthropy. I don't know if I'm saying that right. That's the werewolf stuff, right? They're saying it's a psychiatric syndrome where a person believes they shapeshift into a wolf or another animal. So they're saying it's all psychiatric. Like, it doesn't actually happen. It's all in their head. According to the psychiatrists, I say they should just lock themselves in a room with the individual and see what happens. The Bible describes Nebuchadnezzar's transformation the Bible describes it this way. As a delusion brought on by his refusal to repent. And after 7 years, he repents and acknowledges the sovereignty of God, thereby recovering his sanity and returning to his former greatness. All right, so these mythological creatures like werewolves and dragons, It's not uncommon in the Bible. I remember we did a episode on Jacob and Esau. I can't remember exactly what all I talked about or we talked about. But I know like Esau was supposedly like a, almost like a Bigfoot, because he had like red hair when he was, came out of the womb. Well, his whole life, really. I mean, that's just what he looked like. Which is weird, but I've seen that. It doesn't happen a lot. It seems like more so in like South and Central America, you see these kids that have hair all over them and stuff. I forget what the term for it is, but I mean, it's basically a werewolf. I mean, in the movies, yeah, they make them like more scary, like they're trying to run around and eat people. I don't really think that's true about any of that, but but I've heard it talked about on some of these podcasts. It goes back to a theory called the serpent seed, where, so like in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, you know, the snake, I don't think it was necessarily a snake. I think it was like, so like, they've got different types of angels, right? You've got like seraphim, cherubim. You know, Revelation calls them like living creatures. It's like the ones with like four faces, and then they got eyes all over them and stuff. And then you got these creatures with like, you know, turning wheels inside of wheels. It's a lot of crazy stuff in the Bible. But the reason I brought that up is because, so in Hebrew, all right, seraphim. In Hebrew, the word seraph, it means serpent. And so that's how that translation came about in the garden, right? But it kind of gets blurry, because it says it can refer to a serpent, a flying serpent or dragon, or a majestic celestial being with six wings. But anyway, the point is that whatever this creature was or being was, it didn't start out as what we know as a snake, right? Because God cursed, after this happened in the garden, God cursed him to live the rest of his life on his belly eating dirt, right? So he didn't start out that way. So in this serpent seed theory, it said that this creature had sex with Eve, and I don't know if that was before they knew what sex was, or I don't know. You know, I don't follow it too closely, but it's kind of interesting. Like, so the theory goes that Adam and Eve wound up having Cain and Abel, right? All right, I had to look this up because I can't even barely pronounce it, let alone read it. All right, so Cain and Abel, in this theory, all right, Abel was Adam's child and Cain was Satan's child. And it is, supposedly it is possible, that it says the medical phenomenon of a woman carrying two babies with different fathers simultaneously is called, all right, here we go, hetero, paternal, super fecundation. Hetero, paternal, super fecundation. Sounds like super fucking-dation. It occurs when a woman releases two or more eggs during the same menstrual cycle, and these eggs are fertilized by sperm from different men within a short period of time. All right, so it goes back to this spiritual warfare, right? So the very first warfare in the Bible that we know of. I mean, a lot of people think that there was the angels were here first and they screwed things up, and then the Bible that we know is like the second time around, or possibly the 100th time around. We don't know. But it's interesting. But so everybody knows that Cain killed Abel because he was jealous that God liked Abel's offering better than Cain's, right? So then Cain wound up killing him. He tried to play it off like he didn't know, but God already knew what happened. And so Adam and Eve wound up having, and then God cursed Cain with a mark. Nobody knows what that mark really is. Was it, supposedly everybody would know not to kill him because he wanted him to roam the earth. And that's another thing. God cursed him with this mark so that people would know not to kill him. What people? You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that's left out that we don't know about. That's what's really interesting about the Bible, man. It's like a lot of stuff was passed down by word of mouth. And the writings that we get, it's like a lot of holes in it that are not explained. Because when this was written, they just assume that you knew a lot of this stuff, but we don't know any of it, you know? And, all right, so anyway, God marked Cain, and they went on, Adam and Eve went on to have another child named Seth. Seth is the bloodline that Jesus came from, all right? So it goes like this. Great. All right, so I had to grab my glasses. All right, I'm looking at this book. So you got Cain. Cain had a son named Enoch, who had Irad, Methuselah. But it always stops. You know, that led to Tubal Cain, who was supposedly the first Freemason. It always stops, right? And all through this chart, there's always like this duology, like this yin and the yang, good and bad. You know, and God keeps stepping in, and then Satan will go possess another child. But anyway, the bloodline of Seth goes Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, which Cain also had a kid named Enoch, but these were two different Enochs. The Enoch from the bloodline of Seth was the one that went up to the heavens. There was only two people in the Bible that went to heaven without dying. One of them was Enoch. And then you got another Methuselah. Also two of those. I guess there weren't that many names back then. And Lamech. And there was also a Melech on the Cain side. Lamech begat Noah. Alright. So you got Noah. Noah had three sons. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. from this chart, it looks like, now I've heard different, but this book that I'm looking at now, it looks like Japheth might have been the son that took on the bad seed somehow. Okay, because they got, what it is a chart of Jesus' bloodline. It goes through Ham, basically goes through Shem, all right? But they're making it look like Japheth was the evil son here somehow. So Ham had a bunch of kids. That came to an end. The Shem bloodline goes on, all right? It goes Shem, Elam, Asher, goes all the way on to Abraham. We all know who Abraham was. He was the father of all these religions that we have today, or most of them. From Abraham, we get Isaac. That's where the story I was talking about earlier, Jacob and Esau. Okay, obviously Esau was the bad kid. Some say he was a Bigfoot. Who knows? All right, but you had Esau and Jacob. Esau went on to have a whole bunch of kids. And he actually ascended toward what's the guy's name? The tribe of Ishmael, which a lot of people think became like the Muslim people. So they think that Esau married into the tribe of Ishmael. That became the Muslims. And Jacob went on to Judaism, to the line of Judaism, all right? Jacob had 12 sons, which became the 12 tribes of Israel. According to this chart, the tribe of Judah is the one that eventually became Jesus' bloodline, you know, and so that the tribe of Judah turned into King David, which became the bloodline carried on and became like the father of Jesus, and then we got Jesus. So I don't really remember what I was talking about. I guess this would be a good time to play the voicemails here. Alright, I ain't gotta share the screen or nothing. It's just me. Should be able to hear it. This is Julio from the deep underground military base. Probably under some mountain in Colorado or something.
What's up, conspiracy soldiers? This is Garlic Farm checking in. Calling from being locked up abroad. I'm doing well, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Thank you, everybody, for your support. I think they put saltpeter in the shit here. Tell you that. But things are going good. Can't wait to be back. And, Fox, why are you gay?
I'm not gay. Everybody knows that. You're gay. That's why they took you. That's why they're putting saltpeter in your food, because they're afraid you're going to fuck the other dudes that they got down there. No. So basically, you're limp. Is that what you're trying to tell us? No, I know a little bit about that. They put that shit in our food and basic training in. It's weird. It is weird. Nah, but thanks for calling, Julio. Hope you're back soon. Hope they let you out. And just having you call in, that proves that we're not homophobic on this show, because we had a queer caller. So, nobody can blame us for that. I don't know how long I've been going. I've paused it a couple times to read. So, this might be a short one. And supposedly I say that a lot. I'm going to play another voicemail it reminds me of something. Here, check this out.
Southern Center. I know I left two messages already. I forgot to include this. You guys might get a kick out of this. I started my own little drinking game watching or listening to your podcast. The rules are pretty simple. It's every time Box says, this might be a short one, I got to finish a beer. I played it the other night, and it's pretty safe to say that I almost overslept for work and woke up with piss in my pants. That tells you anything about how drunk I was. Keep on keeping on. Southern Center out, baby.
Oh, man. I haven't pissed my pants in weeks. You know, I quit drinking during the week. I went 30-some years drinking every single night. At least 10 beers. Even if I was sick, I would drink. Maybe a little bit less when I didn't feel good, but now I'm just drinking on the weekends. And so I don't really have to worry about pissing my pants, but I'll tell you what, when I woke up this morning, I had a hell of a headache. Because when you're drinking every night, it really doesn't hit you. But when I drank last night, the first time since last week, and when I woke up, my head was banging, man. I mean, it was pretty bad. All right, I'm going through Instagram, but I'm looking at some of the shit that people sent me. And, excuse me. This little midget, Peter Dinklage, I don't remember what show he was on. I think it was one of these Dungeons and Dragons shows or some shit. But it says, Peter Dinklage says movies shouldn't hire actors with dwarfism to play dwarfs in fantasy movies. Even though the only major franchises cast small actors as dwarves in the last 20 years hired Peter Dinklage. That is a reference to the fact that in folklore, dwarves are greedy. Man, he sounds like a dick. Doesn't he? Alright, let's see here. Alright, now, this is a preacher talking about what they've done to bread.
The Bible says God gave herb for the service of man and bread to strengthen man's heart. Did you know bread used to strengthen your heart? But keep in mind, you know, the love of money, root of all evil. They learned years ago if they take out the vitamin E, the lecithin, and the omega-3 fatty acids, they take them out of the wheat, make the bread with white flour, the bread lasts for months. But the people started dying of heart attacks and strokes and circulation problems. See, it's a simple formula. The whiter the bread, the quicker you're dead. Now, it's not the white bread that's killing you, it's what's not in the bread that's killing you. See, God made bread to strengthen your heart. Remember, the Bible talked about our daily bread? But people who were making bread to sell got tired of having half of it go bad on the shelf where they couldn't sell it, so they had to figure out a way to make the bread last longer to increase profits. It all goes back to money. Follow the yellow brick road. The Bible says God...
It always goes back to money, doesn't it? Yep. That brings me to one of these next subjects I got marked down here. Alright, so there's this clip going around with RFK Jr. He's at some kind of a conference or something. And this lady stands up and she's asking him about what's he going to do about the chemtrails, right? And he says there's nothing he can really do because the chemtrails are run by DARPA, which is, DARPA stands for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is run by the Department of Defense. I mean, it's like this preacher was just talking about. You got to follow the money, right? I mean, NASA's budget was, and this just last year in 24, NASA's budget was $24 billion. The Department of Defense, which runs DARPA, their budget was $825 billion. $825 billion. That's just out of our tax money. And you got to think, like, people like Bill Gates that wants to depopulate because he thinks there's too many people. How much is he kicking in? You know, it just goes back to follow the money. That's what we're talking about. Like, I mean, we talk about this all the time. The climate change bullshit. You know, the carbon that they want to... Human beings are like 18-19% carbon. The carbon they want to eliminate is us. The people that aren't wealthy. They just want this... they want their own little Garden of Eden with nobody else to bother them, none of the poor people. You know what I mean? So he run the Gates Foundation. They have an organization called the World Population Foundation. And the whole idea is to... The World Population Foundation is... It should be called the World Depopulation Foundation because that's what they're trying to do. His dad was one of the main dudes in Planned Parenthood. I talk about this all the time. He sat on the board of Planned Parenthood. He sat on the board of the United Way. He sat on the board of, it's called the Technology Alliance, right? So what do? All right, right here. It says Technology Alliance Research Program. The Alliance developed a set of research studies benchmarking technology-based economic development and higher education, as well as creating policy recommendations for state initiatives. I'll say that again. Creating policy recommendations for state initiatives. They're not going to listen to these people unless they're kicking them a bunch of money. That's what they do, man. So they're basically throwing them money and they're telling them, all right, these are the policy recommendations that we want. And like I said, he was in Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood would put abortion clinics on every corner in the poor neighborhoods because they wanted to get rid of poor people. And Margaret Sanger started it. I'm going to look that up. All right, so I'm Googling this. And here is a letter from Bishop E.W. Jackson, one of the black leaders in I don't know what organization. He got it right on this one, which is not always the case. I mean, to talk about people like... I'm not going to get into it, but some of these pastors and stuff, they go on rants about some bullshit that is contradictive to any kind of progress. But anyway, here's this. It says, perhaps the gallery is unaware that Mrs. Sanger supported black eugenics, a racist attitude toward black and other minority babies, an elitist attitude toward those she regarded as the feeble-minded. Speaking at rallies of Ku Klux Klan women and communications with Hitler sympathizers. Also the notorious Negro Project, which sought to limit, if not eliminate, black births, was her brainchild. Despite these well-documented facts of history, her bust sits proudly in your gallery as a hero of justice. The obvious incongruity is staggering. Hope I said that word right. I don't know what it means. Perhaps your institution is a victim of propaganda advanced by those who support abortion. Nevertheless, A prestigious institution like the National Portrait Gallery should have higher standards and subject its honorees to higher scrutiny. Like Hitler, Sanger advocated eugenics, the extermination of people she deemed undesirables. Finding that the American people rejected that idea, she then switched to birth control as a way of controlling the population growth of black people and others. All true. All of it. It's kind of funny how we're talking about Margaret Sanger, because it all circles back to, I mean, we started out, this whole thing started out, we were talking about RFK and chemtrails, and it's all the same shit. It all comes back to depopulation. It's spiritual warfare against humankind. You know, it's, you know, God wanted us to repopulate the earth and thrive, and Satan wants the opposite of that. He wants to kill us with abortions and chemtrails. And so I remember I was just reading something about Albert Einstein said, when the bees are gone, we'll all be gone within a couple of years. So between chemtrails and these 5G towers and all this shit for the cell phones, you ever notice, like, when you go out, when I was a little kid, you go outside, there's caterpillars everywhere, all kinds of insects all over the place. You don't see none of that shit anymore. It's because they're migrating away from the city. I mean, these 5G towers are everywhere now, even out in the country. These insects are probably migrating to, like, you know, like Jurassic Park Island. I don't mean there's dinosaurs. I'm saying, like, they're migrating. There's islands all over that don't have any of these 5G towers. There might not even have people. Which is the way Bill Gates would like it. But they're probably migrating to these islands. There's probably caterpillars and all these bugs that we used to see. They're probably all over the place out there. They don't want to be around this shit. I don't know. Speaking of depopulation, Dr. Fauci's coming back up in the news again. I thought he was hiding in a underground bunker by now. But Trump's not going to do anything. He's not. Everybody thought he was going to get locked up and Hillary was going to get locked up. None of them are going to get locked up. They're all on. It's all bullshit. But I mean, Fauci has been doing this shit since the 80s. He was the one that came up with AZT for the HIV and AIDS. You know, that was supposed to be the savior for these gay people. And yes, they tried to play it. The AIDS and the HIV was supposed to be for gay people. They tried to act like it was through butt sex. But I mean, normal people got it too. They come to find out. All right, so AZT was initially seen as a promising treatment for AIDS, but later faced criticism for its potential to cause more harm than good. Some studies suggested that AZT might not significantly increase survival rate and could lead to severe side effects, including cell depletion in the bone marrow, muscle damage, and high blood lactate levels, aka death. These side effects were sometimes worse than the natural progression of HIV, which was death. Additionally, AZT's high cost and toxicity raised concerns about its widespread use, especially in resource-poor settings. In other words, poor neighborhoods, right? Magic Johnson can tell you a little bit about that. He's still around. I don't know. I think I'm going to wrap it up here. Oh, yeah, it reminds me. I'm going to start. I was reading an article about. So, anyway, I'm going to start setting these at 963 hertz. It's supposed to be a healing frequency for your pineal gland. So we'll see about that. But it's worth a shot. It doesn't really make a difference to me. And you see Milton Bradley came out with this a Ouija board app for your cell phone. I would not touch any of that shit. That's like summoning demons. You know how they say, take for instance like Dracula movies and stuff. They say you gotta welcome him into the house or he won't come in. The same, it's true. It's the same thing with these demons or whatever you wanna call it. And you gotta ask them, welcome them in, or they can't come in. So if you're downloading this app on your phone, you're welcoming a Ouija board app. Think about it. It's fucking crazy. I ain't touching that shit. Alright, so any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. Rumble sometimes, but depends what kind of mood I'm in. And then text or voicemail 313-583-7646. Give us good reviews. Share with your friends like Chicago and Seattle. And like I said, we might be doing another episode on Monday or Tuesday with this dude that's battling the VA. And then I got this other dude coming on next weekend, so we'll see what happens. All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.